Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 61st week of our look at the book of Genesis. We're in chapter number 45 as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And amen, the great reunion, Genesis 45. While you're finding your place in Genesis 45, let me kind of back up quickly and give you a timeline of where we are in the story. Where we're at here in Genesis 45 is literally 22 years from the time Joseph was thrown into the pit. Remember, he was 17 years of age when his brothers threw him into the pit and sold him to Potiphar. We see that in Genesis 37:2. I see a lot of you taking notes. Genesis 37:2, it talks about him at 17 years of age. Well, we can jump forward into Genesis 41:46, and the Bible talks about Joseph was 30 years old when he was made second in command in Egypt. So at the age of 30, we see that Joseph got out of prison and he became second in command, only under Pharaoh was he in charge of the whole Egypt, except for under Pharaoh. So that means there's a 13-year time span between the time he was thrown into the pit and by the time he was Pharaoh's second in command, so to speak. So in that 13 years, we see about approximately 10 years he was in prison. Okay, approximately 10 years. We see this in Genesis 41:1, and approximately 10 years in Potiphar's house. So there's 13 years, and kind of divided up about 3 years in prison, roughly 10 years in Potiphar's house. So he gets out at the age of 30 out of prison, okay? Out of prison. At age of 30, he becomes second in command. And then there's 7 years of plenty. Remember, he had the dream, 7 years of plenty. So that makes him 37. Remember, I graduated from Auburndale High School. My math is not real good. 37, he's years of age. And then we find in this chapter, in verse number 6, that Joseph talks about that there's 5 more years of famine, which means they've gone through 2 years of famine, which means now Joseph is 39 years of age, which means it's been 22 years from chapter 45 to when he was thrown into the pit, Potiphar. And so I said all that to say that 22 years, he finally has revealed himself to his brothers for the first time, especially to Benjamin, who's his real brother from his mama Rachel. Remember, Rachel had Benjamin and had Joseph. And so it's a special, special time together, and he reveals himself. And let's begin let's just start in verse number 1, read down to verse number 3. Now remember, they had just came and you remember what happened, we looked at it last week, when they were leaving to go back to Jacob, that Joseph had a silver cup put into Benjamin's sack, remember? And they went and they brought him back, and you're a thief. No, he didn't steal a thing. And then it was Judah, take me instead. Remember, and then we talked about that last week, that he was going to be the substitute. We talked about that, how that was a picture of Jesus Christ was our substitute. That Judah was willing to take the sin, supposedly, that Benjamin had done. It occurred in his life. And that Joseph said, or that Judah said, I'm going to pay the price. Well, that's what Jesus did for us, except the big difference is we're guilty. Benjamin wasn't guilty of taking the silver cup, but we've all are guilty of sin, all in trespasses of sin. And it was Jesus who paid that substitutionary penalty for our debt. And, of course, that was not just the death on Calvary, but the shed blood. So we looked at that last week, and Joseph, we see here in verse number 1, could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him. And he cried, cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. And he wept aloud. And the Egyptians in the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I'm Joseph. Doth my father yet live? And look at this. And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. I guess so. When Joseph observed the selfish loyalty and sacrifice of his brothers toward Benjamin, remember, he was putting them through a test, seeing if they had changed over the years. Because remember, when Joseph was the favorite brother, they threw him in a pit. They couldn't wait to get rid of him. Well, Joseph in his mind, well, how would they treat Benjamin? When they saw that they were willing to even sacrifice their life for Benjamin, they had changed. And remember, we talked about that last week, how over the 20 years that these brothers had changed. Well, a lot of people change over the years, how God does a work of grace in their life. Our problem is we remember what they used to be. Amen, preacher. Remember what they used to do or what they used to be or what they did to us years ago, and not remembering, if not by the grace of God, there goes we. You know, and God has forgiven us, so we need to forgive others. There's so much here in this story, in this picture, about God's forgiveness and how we ought to share the same thoughts here. Anyway, we see that Joseph could no longer contain himself. And I love this. Joseph ordered all the Egyptians out of the room and was alone with his brothers. And remember, Joseph's brothers had no idea at this point what was going on. Joseph told all those Egyptians, his servants and all, get out, get out. And after dismissing his servants, Joseph began to weep so loudly that the Egyptians heard him crying from the other rooms of the house. Now, we had some weeping here yesterday and Friday night, some mourning from the mamas and sisters and family. You could hear all over the, as they were weeping, my mind went back to my mama's passing. Mom passed away May 24th of 1999. I remember that day like it was yesterday. We had just got back from Kenya, flew in that Monday. It was May 24th. And my mother and father-in-law was there at the airport, greeted us at the airport, and Daddy wasn't there. And first thing I asked my mother-in-law, father-in-law, I said, is she gone? They said, yes, she passed this morning. I just knew, because Daddy would have been there to greet us, I knew something had happened. But I remember doing the funeral. Me and Daddy did the funeral for Mama a couple of days later. And I did real well. I stood, but I remember this. When everybody leaves, everybody files out, and before they close that casket, I went over to that side of the, whatever, by that thermostat, I just started just weeping and wailing. Nobody else was in here but me and the body of Mama, and it was just a time of, I hadn't grieved yet. By the way, you need to grieve. Need to grieve, even as a preacher. You need to grieve. I knew where Mama was. She's in heaven. There was no doubt about it. And Daddy, when I started wailing, and Daddy walked out, I remember that. And it was just me and Mama. And I know all out through there they could hear, because it was, I was in mourning. Kind of gathered myself and came in the funeral directors, we took Mom on out. But anyway, I said that the whole house could hear Joseph wailing. His wailing was not tears of sadness, but tears of joy.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this week at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church for our Vacation Bible School. From June 7th through the 11th, 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., will be our VBS for pre-K through ages 14. That's Monday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Friday night will be a special family night where we'll have food and games for everyone to enjoy. We hope to see you out here this week. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.